This is Al Porter on Today FM.
Serious epic vibes off of that, aren't there? That is Sign of the Times, the first single. I'm right there, the first single of Harry Styles' solo career, knocking Ed Sheeran off the top of the charts and doing a cover issue for the Rolling Stone there recently, where he doesn't take the bait in slagging his recent band members. So well done, Harry Styles. Quite retro, isn't it? There's a bit of a Chicago vibe off it, and it's kind of the Rolling Stone, I think, says that he has a voice not unlike an early Rod Stewart. Can't say I see that, but he's doing very well for himself. Good man. Wish I had his millions. I hope that he follows the kind of trajectory of Liam Payne and gets one of the X Factor judges pregnant. Wouldn't that be great? Louis Walsh carrying Harry Styles' baby. And before that, we had Kids, MGMT. Hi, Al. Will the government be giving out iodine tablets again to save us from the nuclear fallout? Oh, wait. No, let's not talk about it. I regret I brought it up. It's Wednesday. It's too early in the week for all that. Hello, fabulous Al, says Lorraine. Thank you, Lorraine. Can you play me a tune that would brighten up my day? Happy hump day. That's catching on, isn't it? Well, yeah, we've got Mr. Blue Sky on the way in a while. But before that, I've got to talk to this guy because I love this, all right? I was reading about a thing called Mokra. Now, when I first heard of Mokra or Macra, I thought it was a kind of cheese yoga or something. I was thinking macaroni and cheese or whatever. However, I'm told that it is not that. It's actually Mokra Neferma, and it has over 9,000. Imagine that. Members in Ireland, all between the ages of 17 and 35. Now, James Healy is the president-elect of Mokra Neferma, and he said, "Who needs Tinder when you can join Mokra?" And I haven't a notion what he means by that, because that sounds like a load of waffle. So, is that where I'm going wrong, James? I need the shift, so I need to join Mokra.
Hornings, Al. I think you need to join Mokra for a number of reasons. One, we can get you the shift, but but really what Mokra is about meeting people, and if something comes of that afterwards, well, all well and good. You know, as you said, Mokra has 9,000 members around the country, and we run loads of events. We have clubs and counties, and they run all their own things during the year, and you've loads of people coming together and meeting each other, and you're meeting new people all the time. And sure, look, when you're meeting that many new people in a year, there's bound to be somebody that you find attractive that you come across. And look, firstly, it's about making friends.
Yes.
And then if something comes of it, all the better.
No, it's a lovely idea. A bit of housekeeping, so, James. Mokra Neferma, bit of Gaeilge there. What's that in English?
It stands for Elite of the Land.
Elite of the Land?
Yeah.
Oh, so, very fancy.
Where Mokra is 73 years old this year, and where it started out was that educating young farmers, giving them a social outlet, and giving them, because a lot of them maybe would have dropped out of school quite early, they wouldn't have received the education, and there wouldn't have been any organized education for young farmers at the time. So Mokra was set up by the members themselves to educate young farmers and to help drive agriculture on in Ireland. And over the 73 years, it's sort of expanded and grown its repertoire of things that it does.
So it's all rural Ireland. Like, where are you from?
I'm from Dunamore in County Cork.
Okay. And so do you have to be a farmer to join Mokra, or...?
You certainly do not.
Okay. Oh, you don't?
No, you certainly do not. And while I talk about mainly rural, we do have clubs in the cities as well. We have a club in Cork City. We have a number of clubs in Dublin City. So there's maybe one there that you could join yourself. We around the county. I'll let you check that out and find the nearest one to yourself.
Do I need any land? Like, what qualifies as being a farmer? Just one chicken out my back garden and talent?
You don't need to be a farmer. Most of our members would tend to have some connection with the countryside. They might be first or second generation from the countryside. But we do have, I know a guy from Talla who is a member of Mokra. He's only in recently.
Shut the front door. Who's that? I need to slag him. Do you know what part of Talla he's from? That's mad.
I don't. I will find that out.
I must find out. So, you know when you do like the dances and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like, how farmery is it? I'm holding my hands up here as a kind of, I don't really do. The only farm thing I've ever done is the calving thing in Mudjabon.
Big farm of the week,
yeah. But like, he's all arriving up on your tractors and, you know, no party buses, just like wellies and going in kind of telling girls how much acreage you have.
There is a bit of a stereotype there about how much land you have. The question used to be, how much quota do you have? But the quota is gone now, so they're not able to ask that question anymore. But Look, we're normal young people. We go out, there isn't any of this cliche of we're all arriving in tractors and we're all a bunch of hicks. We just enjoy going out. We have a lot of events during the year. One you just missed out on was Mr. Personality. It's sort of like our male Rose of Tralee.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Sounds like Mochran & Fermagh has a bit of a gay scene. Okay. is it all sexualities, all religions?
We welcome everybody. We're open to everyone. And, you know, I think what we like to make sure is that we have a welcoming atmosphere for everybody. You know, everybody's very friendly. You're generally, you know, if you're joining Mockery, you have the same sort of interests as everybody else, and you know you're the same sort of relaxed, outgoing sort of people. But we take everybody, and what I love to see is there's a lot of people in Mockery. There's one guy in my own club. When he joined, he would have been very quiet. He didn't hardly say boo to a goose. And now, do you know what? He's been on stage. He does public speaking, he does everything, you know, and it's that growth in a person that I really love to see.
Well, that is nice, especially as well. I mean, it can be harder. I was only talking to somebody the other day. He was Cavan actually as well, but it can be harder if you're living like quite far from your nearest neighbours and stuff like that. You know, it's not the same as just knocking around to your mate who lives 2 minutes away and going down to the local nightclub that's also 1 minute away. Like, it's better that there is something like this to actually sort out a bit of a social life.
Oh, definitely. And Mockery clubs are always very active, you know, and most of them are doing something once a week, if not once a fortnight. And it does give people that opportunity because particularly, I suppose, if you're working in a factory or something like that, you're interacting with people every day. But particularly young farmers, they mightn't see too many people from one end of the week to the other. And it's very important that they have that opportunity for social interaction. And, you know, they get to go out and, you know, release a bit of tension and go off to the team.
Absolutely. And also, just finally, James, that brings me back to the most important point and the reason why I called you, releasing a bit of tension. So it's better than Tinder. You're the president now. You must be getting the ride all over the place.
Well, I don't think my girlfriend would be overly happy with me if I was. I did meet my girlfriend through Mockery. I was lucky enough that way.
Aww.
And we're going out about 4.5 years now. So she definitely wouldn't be happy with me if I was getting the ride all over.
That's quite nice. Yeah, well, more power to you. You know what I mean? I saw people online giving a bit of shtick to the old RTE for the huge success of the country music special there on Friday. But you know what? Like, Ireland is mostly rural, to be honest, and it's a great idea. Mochran & Fermagh, you're the new president, and I kind of would tend to believe you that it is better than Tinder. You know that? I'll agree.
Thanks very much. And if you ever do want to come to a Mockery event, we'd be more than happy to have you.
Ah, thanks very much. Well, let me know the next one in Tallinn. I can host. I'll talk to you later, okay, James?
Thanks very much.
Bye, bye, bye.
This is Al Porter on Today FM.